November 23rd, Monday. Why mustn't you fear? Fear not, therefore you are of more value than many sparrows. Matthew 10:31. But he said to them, It is I, do not be afraid. John 6:20. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. He said, Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 2 Kings 6:16. You shall not be in dread of them, for the Lord your God is in your midst, a great and awesome God. Deuteronomy 7:21. And the Lord said to Joshua, Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you. Joshua 10, verse 8. Do not fear. Romans 16, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. In order to make Satan kneel, you mustn't be afraid. Satan's level is that of a preschooler. That's why God doesn't even fight with him. So, when you begin to feel afraid, don't cater to Satan by letting that fear get to you. Then, what must you do? Number one, the mystery of the throne. You must begin your spiritual journey. Within your thoughts of fear, the blessings of God's throne will be established. God's greatest interests lay in the extreme crises of his children. When Stephen was stoned to death, Jesus stood at the right hand of God. When Apostle John thought that he would die on Patmos, God showed his prayers being placed in a golden censer and the angels being mobilized. This means that you shouldn't be afraid. Number two, treasures and world travel. God has prepared a storehouse full of treasure. This treasure is none other than his children who have been saved. With this mystery, you can go around the world on a spiritual journey. There is no need to fear or cater to Satan. You simply need to enjoy your authority. By doing so, you'll accumulate spiritual strength that will make Satan kneel. Then one day, you'll be fine wherever you are and whatever you face. Dear God, by enjoying the mystery of the throne and authority, may I overcome fear and accumulate spiritual strength. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.